My dear brothers and sisters, a general of the French army reported to Napoleon on the defeat of the French army. He gave several reasons, such as bad weather, the soldiers were tired, and especially they were outnumbered by the enemy. But Napoleon said there was no reason whatsoever, except that you did not believe that you could win. So it was the lack of faith, it was the lack of confidence in yourself that caused the defeat of the army. Yes, faith is very essential in our daily life. And for that reason, medical doctors, before giving treatment to their patients, they always ask, "Do you believe me? Do you trust in my ability to cure?" And if the patients do not believe in their doctors, then they cannot be cured. On the contrary, if the patient have faith in the doctors, then they are already half cured. So faith is an important element in all of our success. Faith creates strength and power to those who have it. I was told of an American woman who was driving alone with her 3-year-old daughter. And when she came across a forest, she got a flat tire. And as she began to change the tire, the jack suddenly collapsed and the whole weight of the car was on her daughter. Desperate, because there was no one else around to help her, but with a strong faith, she lifted the car to save her daughter. You know, normally it requires at least 4 strong men to raise a car like that. But in this case, we know that the woman herself could raise the car. And she did that for the love of her daughter and because of the faith, a tremendous faith she has in herself. So if natural faith is so important, how much more is our faith in God? In today's gospel, Jesus Christ was surprised at his own people's attitude. And he could not perform any miracle because they had no faith in him. Indeed, faith is the basis for God to work miracles. If we don't have faith, then God simply cannot do anything for us. On the contrary, if we have faith in him, he can do many good things. He can give us favors. He can give us graces. And for that reason, whenever Jesus Christ performs a miracle of curing the sick, for example, he always says that it is the faith that saves you. It is the faith that saves you. And for that reason, an author says that faith is not something we can see on every corner of the street. But surely, we dare not cross the street without faith. If faith were removed for one day, then our whole way of life would collapse. Of course, faith is something given to us freely, given to us freely by God. But God always demands our least cooperation, namely our willingness, our preparedness to receive His grace, to receive the faith. If we don't have faith, we simply cannot receive the grace from God. Just like the soil which is unable to absorb water, then water cannot be absorbed. That's all. Last week we had a bus trip across Cambodia to Bangkok, Thailand. You know, all throughout the long journey of over 1,000 kilometers, we did not see any church, but all pagodas and pagodas all along the way. It seems that God is totally unknown to this land, to these people of Cambodia. And I was wondering why. What was the reason? What was the reason that made God so unfamiliar to these people of Cambodia? Was it because there were no missionaries who came to Cambodia to preach the gospel for them? No. Because historical fact proves just the opposite. There have been many European missionaries who came to Cambodia the same time they came to Vietnam, Korea, and the Philippines. But in Cambodia, they did not gather, they did not harvest any, almost no success. Why? Perhaps because the Cambodians have been so deeply rooted in Buddhism. So they are not ready. They are not open enough to receive the gospel of God. They lack the faith. They lack the willingness which is necessary for the reception of the gospel. So my dear brother and sister, let us all be thankful to God for the special gift of grace given to our Vietnamese forefathers. Our forefathers, our ancestors have been very willing to listen to the word of God. They were open their hearts to receive the word of God. And that's why they had faith. And through them, the church of Vietnam has been prospered and flourished as we see today. You know, we know today Vietnam has become one of the cradles of faith advocation in this part of the world. And I think it would become a kind of springboard for future evangelization in Asia. And for this grace alone, the gift of faith, we have to be thank God all our life. Because only with faith, we know God, and we can have salvation, and we will enjoy eternal happiness in heaven.